gentlemen, it's time for the Action in the Main Attraction here on the Sweet Science Class.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining today's episode. And today is probably going to be just a quick little episode. I got the full crew with me. We're going to break down the epic war we got to see between ProGray and Taylor this past Saturday to cap off the WBSS finals. Then we're going to move into this upcoming Saturday and discuss what we think we might see between Canelo Alvarez and Sergey Kovalev. Give a little breakdown prediction on that, and then we'll get out of here. So, let me bring in the crew. What's up, Felix?
What's going on, Sweet Science Class? Ready for the week, man. It's Canelo week. We only get these like twice a year, so I'm very excited.
What's up, Jakeem?
Yo, what's up, y'all? I'm a little bit under the weather, but I'll make it.
And what's up, Landon?
Yo, what's up, Sweet Science Class? It's fight week. I can't wait till this weekend comes. Let's get to it.
Okay, so we'll kick it off with ProGray Taylor. It was very, very close fight. All four of us basically predicted ProGray winning. We ended up being wrong, but it was a pretty tight, almost coin flip type fight. I believe the four of us all scored it. I think two of us had 7-5 ProGray, two of us had a draw. And we all know in a fight like that, if you can have 7-5 one way or a draw, you can have 7-5 the other way. So I could see 7-5 Taylor. No argument, no question there at all. And the judges had it pretty accurate. One judge had a draw, one judge had 7-5 Taylor, which I just said I can agree with. One of them must have went to the concession stand a few times and was just marking Taylor down. They had it 117-112. I'm also curious of how they got that card, because typically it should be 117-111 without a knockdown, so it makes me wonder. I think they probably gave a 10-10 round in there somewhere, which makes sense, because it was a very close fight, but their scorecard was way off. The other two had it right. 7-5 either way, draw. Very close, phone booth-type fight. Honestly, kind of reminded me of Riddick Bowe versus Evander Holyfield. They would always just be pressing foreheads and just going in a very tight little phone booth. So I'm going to pass it to Felix. We can go around the circle. I mean, were you shocked by what you saw? Would it kind of go as... I mean, clearly it didn't go completely as we expected, but I think it was kind of what we expected. What'd you see, and what were your thoughts on Taylor's performance and ProGray's performance?
Well, first of all, I just want to give major props to both of these guys, man. That was entertainment. That was world-class boxing at its finest. And you know how? Because, like you said, a phone booth fight, but yet the referee hardly had to intervene. It was clean, but yet it was aggressive. And I expected ProGray to land the harder shots, which he did land more of the harder shots in that fight, but I just expect a little more early in the fight. The one concern I did have was Taylor's size. And it wasn't that big of a concern, but then as the fight started and the round started going, I started to realize, okay, that small concern I had ended up being a big concern, because I really and I truly feel like that size advantage gave him the edge. Because, I mean, if you got two champions, pretty dead even. And it looks like the bigger, stronger guy won. That's just my opinion. I'm ready to see what's next, man. We'll see if we can get an undisputed champion.
Yeah, it was a good fight. That's what I like. I like seeing number one and number two fight, because you get a lot of questions answered. And with this fight, we learned a lot about both fighters. You know, Taylor, he's a lot tougher than what we all thought. And ProGray, he's not that killer that we thought he was. Even though, you know, the way they fought, I was surprised. And I wonder if Taylor's team was at a plan to fight Regis, you know, stay on the inside with him. Because I felt like going into the fight, before I told y'all, well, I felt like that ProGray's footwork, you know, it wasn't spectacular. So I felt like by Josh Taylor fighting close, he kind of exported like his, you know, his Regis not so good, great footwork. It seems like ProGray, he kept throwing the same punches over and over. He couldn't throw different punches from different angles. And I felt like, you know, Taylor, he took advantage of that. And it was a good fight. I like those type of fights, but I don't like when you get hit that many times. There was no knockdown, but it was a good fight, and I had it a draw. I'm not mad that Taylor won, so congrats to him.
Yeah, I thought it was a spectacular fight. And I mean, I'm one of those guys who was calling the fight as an earlier knockout for Progre. And quite obviously, that didn't happen. I think I posted on Facebook somewhere that he was going to rip his face off and wear it for Halloween this week. And yeah, kind of got to eat crow on that one a little bit. But Josh went out there and fought a fight that was the advantage of his size. Regis was hitting him in the face with some real lazy jabs. I really didn't feel like he was sitting down on his punches that much, regardless of the accumulation of damage that ended up on Josh's face at the end of the night, as we all saw. But I really think Josh had his number, and big props to Josh, all of Scotland, everybody that showed up to cheer for him. The kid's got a fantastic fan base, and I mean, really, it was his night, and Regis' footwork was kind of lax, like the guys have been saying. I really thought his body work and his movement could have, you know, trumped it a little bit to where he could have snuck in a nasty shot to the body and maybe took advantage of the longer torso, but it didn't happen. It was a really close fight. I enjoyed what I saw, and I mean, that's what we show up to these fights for. This is what we want to see. It was a fan's dream. As two guys having the fight of their careers in close quarters, and I mean, no quarter, no draw. I mean, it was great, and I'm hoping to see a nice undisputed fight with Jose Ramirez next out of Taylor. So we'll see what happens with that in the future.
Yeah, hopefully we do get the Josh Taylor Jose Ramirez undisputed match. And what's exciting about that, when I'm thinking about that, I've been thinking about that all weekend ever since this fight ended. I think we're gonna see another almost identical fight to what Progre Taylor was. Just thinking about the style matchup and the way Jose likes to pressure and go to the body, and Josh Taylor clearly enjoys a fight. He enjoys making it rough. It's almost like he could maybe fight on the outside a little more, but he wants to take it there. So I think Ramirez-Taylor will be just as phone booth epic as this was, maybe even better. And Jose actually is the same height, and they have similar reach. So, you know, the little bit of size advantage Josh had, it'll be pretty identical in Ramirez-Taylor. So that could almost be a better fight.
And you know what else, Dustin? You got a factor? Jose Ramirez has that Mexican style. He's used to that. And he has Robert Garcia. So,
yeah.
That adds a little something.
It does. Saturday was amazing, and I think this fight could potentially be a little bit more amazing. So, yeah, if this happens, I'm excited. I think we'll have to wait a little while. I think Ramirez is going to take on his mandatory, which seems to be Victor Postol. And I bet Taylor takes another fight. We'll probably see this mid-2020, but I think we'll see it.
Yeah, I think we'll see it too, because we know Top Rank and Matchroom, they have a working relationship. So it's not one of those fights where we got to wonder if it's going
to
happen.
I guess we will now move on to the big match this Saturday. That's really all that's left on the docket. You got Canelo Alvarez, like Felix said, fighting, you know, one of his two fights a year. And this one's interesting. He's a middleweight. We all know that. He did move up to 168 once, but his opponent wasn't the greatest of talent. The one other time Rocky Fielding stepped up against Callum Smith, he got taken out in one round. Canelo took him out in three or four. I think it was the third. So it was very impressive, but we didn't really get to see what Canelo could do against, like, kind of a monster at 168. And now he's even going a step further to 175. Yes, Kovalev's an older guy and on probably the downside of his career, but it's still interesting and it's still pretty risky for Canelo. I think anything could happen in this fight. I feel like a lot of people already think it's an easy, guaranteed win for Canelo. And there's a strong chance that he pulls this off. I'm not doubting that at all. More than likely, he does win. But I don't think it's a gimme. I think the fact that you're just moving up against a light heavyweight, he might not be the crusher he once was, but the man still got some power and a great jab. And he walks around at 200. He's naturally bigger. He's 4 inches taller. He's got a longer reach. I'm pretty excited and curious to see how this one plays out. What are y'all's thoughts on this one? I mean, we can go around and give your... What do you expect to see? You can give your final prediction. Do you think Canelo pulls it off, or do you think we see a semi-upset? Which feels weird to say that Kovalev is the underdog and that would be the upset, considering it's his home. This is his weight class.
Really, I think Canelo is going to be in for a very tough fight. I mean, quite obviously, he's in against the bigger guy. But I think it's going to end the way a lot of Canelo fights end. We're either going to see a win on the scorecards, or we're going to see him. Me personally, I think he's going to win by knockout in the later rounds. I don't think it's going to be a fantastic, you know, showstopper knockout that just happens off of one punch. I think it's going to be accumulation of shots to the body. I mean, over time, we've seen Sergey Kovalev get irritated with shots to the body, most recently with Anthony Yard. And I think Canelo saw something he likes, and I'm kind of seeing the same thing Canelo is. It's going to be competitive. We're definitely going to see how he reacts to the bigger man weighing down on him, things of that nature, much like we talked about with the Usyk fight a couple of weeks ago, is how is he going to react to the size that he's faced with on fight night. And any one of Kovalev's punches could feasibly end the night at any given point. But I think we're going to see around 8 to 10, possibly getting into the championship rounds, knockout for Canelo, and he's going to walk out. He's already sealed his place in boxing history. This is all for glory. This is another weight class that he can say that he came and won a belt in, and not going to be a walk in the park. I mean, I've been seeing Danny Garcia and his father talking about how they believe he's going to get hurt but win at the same time. So, I mean, this may take a couple of years off his career if he gets in there and takes any sort of a beating, but I don't know. I just I can't see the kid losing.
Yeah, as this fight gets closer, you know, I'm giving Kovalev more. I feel like he can win the fight, you know. I know that Canelo took this fight for a reason. You know, he's seen something in Kovalev, and not like when Mikey Garcia said he's seen something in Spence. Like, this is real. I feel like Canelo, he think he can outbox Kovalev because he is coming up in weight. He'll be a lot faster, a lot sharper, you know, movement and everything. But I don't know why people writing off Kovalev. Yeah, he got knocked out a year ago, but he came back and outboxed them and avenged that loss. Even with that said, I don't see Canelo stopping Kovalev. I don't feel like he has the power to go up to 175 and stop him, because he couldn't even get Triple G out of there. I doubt that he can. I feel like he can hurt Kovalev to the body, but I just don't see him stopping him. And I don't see Kovalev outboxing Canelo. So I think that Canelo will probably win. He'll win a UD. I feel like he'll get the decision. I feel like it'll go 12 rounds. It'll be a good fight. But my only concern is that Canelo does get tired towards the end. So, and that could be dangerous with a big puncher like Kovalev. So that's the only, you know, caution I have. But I feel like Canelo will outbox him to a UD.
Yeah, I feel that, Jakeem. I'm leaning towards a UD for Canelo. Some maybe like a 8-4 type of fight. Maybe 9-3. I don't see Canelo hurting Kovalev at all. And I know we keep talking about Kovalev being vulnerable to the body, but that was to Andre Ward. That was to the other Alvarez. You know, that was to Anthony Yard, legit big dudes. And Canelo hasn't really hurt anybody in 160. Rocky Fielding, he went up to 168 and beat Rocky Fielding, but that was served up, man. That was on the platter. That wasn't even, I'm not going to count that. Went in there with a Danny Jacobs. Ooh, I remember Danny Jacobs getting knocked down by Sergio Mora, but that's another story. Canelo couldn't even do it, but went against Triple G twice. Couldn't hurt him. I don't think he hurt Triple G at all, from what I remember. So if he can't do that, again, Triple G is kind of your measuring stick, because everybody always talked about Triple G hit as hard as a light heavyweight, or, you know, in that range from, like, cruiserweight to heavyweight. Everybody always talked about Triple G hits that hard. And we saw Canelo take his best shots. So I'm not really worried too much about Kovalev's power, because if Kovalev is stronger, it's probably by a little bit. It's not, I mean, the only concern is the size. And that will probably wear on Canelo, because we know Canelo is notorious for being fatigued late in fights. That's my only concern, is that getting bullied around. And another thing is Canelo's looking a little too bulky. He's looking a little too muscular. Not sure if that's going to play a factor also in fatigue and all that. And I don't know, man. I feel like Canelo gets it because he's at his physical peak and his physical prime and everything like that, but it is a risk. But another thing, though, Canelo has some balls, man. I can't believe people are thinking that this is a gimme fight and that Canelo is moving up and wait for a cherry pick. This is a legit light heavyweight champ, man. Probably one of the best. This is a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? I don't care how old he is. The dude is 175, first ballot Hall of Famer. Canelo's moving up in weight. When Mikey Garcia went up to fight Spence, but we found out now he ain't no killer like that. Everybody's praising Mikey like, oh, man, Mikey's got balls. Hell no. Canelo's got balls, man. This dude, I got to give it to him, man. He's going for the legacy. And I always stated that, man. Like, he's not in competition with anybody in boxing because he's so superior. He's going against the ghost and the fighters in the past in Mexico and all that. So, I mean, what better way to do it than to get a light heavyweight belt?
And for me, I mean, I agree with, you know, most of what all three of the guys said. I think I'm going to be the wild card here, because I've been really thinking about this a lot. I've heard that Triple G punches just as hard, if not harder, than Kovalev. But Triple G and Canelo are the same height. And I think when you're punching down, you've always got a little bit more leverage. It kind of reminds me of Tommy Hearns. When you got them taller, not that Kovalev is a tall, lean, hitman type like Hearns was. When you're punching down, like we've seen Wilder do on a lot of heavyweights, you just get a little more torque. There's just a little something more behind it. So even if Triple G does punch equally as hard as Kovalev and Canelo was able to take it, it was coming from an even range. Kovalev's got 4 inches of height, and he's got a little bit more reach in the arms. And I've just been thinking about, you know, will that play into it when he's punching down? Is he getting a little more torque on the smaller guy? I agree with, I believe, what Felix said about him looking bulky. I've been watching training videos. Canelo's always had stamina issues at all the weights. I mean, you know, clearly he's won almost all the fights. He's persevered through them. The Triple G rematch was insane, and they really never stopped, but you could see signs of where Canelo slowed a bit. I thought he dominated Danny Jacobs rounds 2 through 9, and then he slowed down a bit and kind of gave Danny the last couple rounds. So it's tough for me to imagine you add 15 more pounds and you don't have maybe even more stamina issues. We didn't have to see that at 168 because, like they said, it was served up. He got Rocky Fielding out in about 8 minutes, you know, so stamina didn't come into play. I just wonder if stamina will come in with the size. You got the bigger guy leaning on you. Kovalev can fight on the outside. He's got a great jab. Canelo's going to have the smaller arms. He's going to have to get in mid-range, if not even better, and be on the inside to really do work. I could see Kovalev being able to stay outside, punching down, taller, rangier, dropping big shots on the head. And I don't know if I, the more and more I think about it, I don't know if I agree that Kovalev is weak to the body. I mean, the Andre Ward fight, some people may totally disagree with me, but of those 3 big shots that went to the body area, at least 1 or 2 were questionable. Those were kind of low. And the shot that really started it off was the right hand to the jaw. Bam. The shot that hurt him in the later Alvarez fight, right hand to the jaw. Bam. Yarde hit him with a couple body shots that did seem to affect him towards the later rounds, but he persevered through them and he dropped him with a big jab. I think Yard was more exhausted than anything, but I don't know that I see Kovalev being super weak to the body, but at the same time, I mean, who wants to get hit in the body? If you get hit hard, it's going to hurt. I think I agree with Felix and Jakeem that I don't think Canelo can hurt Kovalev. I think Kovalev, a couple years ago, I would definitely say hurts Canelo. In this state of his career, I don't know if he can. I think a little bit of the, you know, they say power's last to go, but he's not the crusher he once was. But he hasn't gone up against a little 5'8 dude who's coming up into a weight class he might not belong in. And that goes back to punching down and me thinking about the range and the torque. he might be able to hurt Canelo. He may never even drop him, but I think you'll see Canelo get rocked a few times. And I don't think Kovalev could, he might be able to stop him just because we don't know. There's so many question marks. This fight probably does go the distance. But what if Kovalev can box on the outside, keep the jab popping? And what if he's able to drop Canelo once or twice? That can sway the scorecards really big. So, you know, my brain tells me, Dustin, Canelo's probably going to win this fight. He's the younger guy and this and that. But I don't know. I don't know if the stamina can hold up. He hasn't really hurt anybody at 160. So it's weird for me to imagine him moving up 15 pounds and hurting Kovalev. I don't know if the speed's going to be there with all the extra muscle. So I may look really dumb come Sunday morning. But I'm going to say Kovalev wins this fight due to Canelo getting tired or a really close decision. And I know that's bold to say because we all know if Canelo goes the distance, you got that golden boy. You got that golden boy on your side. It seems to have helped him here and there. And it's tough to imagine him losing a decision unless it was to Floyd. And even then, one of the judges had it a draw. But I'm going to say it. I'm rocking with Kovalev. And a month ago, I wouldn't have said that. 2 months ago, I thought Canelo would stop him. A month ago, I thought Canelo would win a decision. And it's like kind of like Jakeem said, the closer the fight gets for me, something's just telling me. I've got this weird feeling in my stomach. And I'm gonna go Kovalev. I think Kovalev wins by maybe a late stoppage, but more than likely a decision by staying outside, jabbing, and maybe even hurting and dropping Canelo a few times to help him pile up more points. So I'm going Kovalev.
Wow, pretty bold. I gotta say, I don't see any of that happening.
Hey, I feel like the bigger question is, if Canelo loses, like, where does he go, and does it hurt his legacy?
I don't really think it hurts his legacy too much.
Nah. I don't think it hurts his legacy. The only thing I'm concerned about is him going back down and fluctuating these weight classes, because that always seems to hurt a fighter.
Yeah. So it might be a big risk.
The late stoppage I could see, but there is no way in hell I will bet everything I own that Canelo won't lose in a decision.
I mean, I know it seems very hard, but what if he's able to drop Canelo a couple times? Pile up a couple 10-8 rounds, plus a couple early rounds, jabbing?
And Canelo, he's probably one of the best chins in boxing, him and Danny Garcia.
Has he fought a 175 guy, Jakeem?
What? Well, yeah, that's the thing. 175, he's going up, so his chin going to get tested.
Against a guy who's got good power and is punching down. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. So I think Kovalev is just as risky as someone picking Canelo, moving up in a weird weight class. I mean, I feel like either pick is kind of a risk in this fight.
But you feel like it's closer to a 50-50 fight than
I do. I think it's a 50-50 fight. And if Canelo wins, like, my jaw won't drop. I won't be shocked at all. Like, I won't bet anybody on this fight. I mean, I already threw money on Kovalev with the odds on Bovada, but I would never bet someone even odds straight up because – like I said, I told y'all, my brain's saying, Dustin, come on. Canelo's gonna win. But there's something in my stomach that's like, man, this is a closer fight than people are making it.
Because you recognize the power, man, that Sergey Kovalev possesses.
And the punching down.
I know I picked Canelo to knock him out, but I mean, like I said, he can obliterate Canelo with one shot if he hits clean. And he's never been hit by a guy this big before with this much weight coming behind it. So, yeah, it's risky as fuck.
Yeah. So that's. I feel like it's 50-50 coin toss, and picking either side is a little risky. So, I mean, I feel like we're all kind of – if you make a decision in this fight, like, I feel like it's a bit of a risk. That's what's really exciting about it. You got probably the better fighter going up against a much bigger guy. You know, who knows?
I don't know. My prediction's a little weird because I see Canelo pretty much – like, because I said, like, an 8-4 to 9-3 type of fight, and I see Canelo winning – pretty much every round in the beginning of the fight. And I think it's not going to be exciting at all. And I think once the championship rounds come, like maybe like 10th, 11th, that's when he starts getting gassed out, and that's when Kovalev's going to look like he's pushing the pressure on him. And that's how I think the fight's going to end, with him getting a few of the last rounds.
I can kind of see that happening, too.
Because I don't know, man. I feel like Canelo is... Man, there's this narrative that Canelo's this knockout puncher, and he's hurting guys. But you got to be honest, man. He hasn't done that in a long time. And I feel like he's more boxer. He's more speed. He's elusive. And I think that's what he's going to do. I think he's just going to go out there, and he's going to be the Mexican Floyd like he always is. And he's going to school Kovalev and get another paycheck.
So you think he's going to fight the style like he did against the first match against Triple G?
First style of Triple G. It's going to be exactly like that, I think.
And if he does win, we got to consider him number one pound for pound, right? That would move him up in front of Lomachenko or Crawford.
Oh, he's already number one pound.
I mean, we already kind of all kind of have him at one or two.
But do y'all feel like the other, like
you mean,
ESPN
is there no
and
debate?
The ring?
No,
yeah,
no,
like,
no debate. I mean, personally, there is a little bit of debate right now, but yeah, if he wins that fight, there's no debate. Because what is the true definition of pound for pound? Isn't he kind of the definition if he's going up over here and just going up and down and winning all these belts?
That to me is the definition. Because to me, what pound for pound means is if you could throw away the weight classes, that person's skill versus that person's skill, who wins? And he's actually going up and down weight and beating people. So yeah, if he wins, and I already say, like, I've got Bud and Canelo at 1 and 2, and they interchange daily. I've got Loma at 3. So I already arguably have Canelo number 1. And people think I'm such a Canelo hater. That makes me laugh because I have him arguably number 1. But if he beats Kovalev, yes, he's my number 1.
Yeah, that solidifies it for me. I mean, if he beats Kovalev, he's number 1 without a shadow of a doubt.
And not only is he number 1, we got to start talking about him being one of the greatest Mexican fighters of all time. And I know they're going to hate me saying that.
Yeah,
but come on,
they
man.
Will.
You can't deny it, dude. You can't deny stats. Stats and numbers don't lie. Belts don't lie. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Now, what's going to happen is when Canelo's retired and he's already done with, then they're going to talk about how great he was. But you know how it is. They're not going to enjoy it while they have him.
That's kind of what happened with Floyd. I mean, all through his career, it was hate. And then I noticed before the Conor fight happened, I noticed after Floyd had left and there'd been about 6 or 7 months to let the dust settle after the Berto fight, I started seeing comments online start to change. It wasn't the hate he always used to get. People were like reminiscing on his boxing skill. And I was like, wow, man, we really don't know what we have until it's gone. It's sad, but I agree. Okay, so I feel like we've broken down this fight as much as we can. We've got our predictions. 3 Canelo, 1 Kovalev, but it's a coin toss, man. I mean, no one's truly wrong. Unless one of them goes out and annihilates the other, then no one's really super wrong in this one. That's the way I personally see it. So y'all got any final thoughts on this fight? Any closing goodbyes, shout-outs, thank yous?
Yeah, final thoughts, man. I just got to say, you know, it's going to be a filled weekend because you got the Halloween weekend. You got Canelo. You got all that stuff going on. And it's kind of weird having this kind of fight, and it's not Cinco de Mayo or Mexican Independence. So kind of a treat, man. It's kind of a little bonus. I don't know about y'all, but whenever it's a big Mexican fighter and it's an event, you get a little excited, man. It's a little juice, little kind of like the Josh Taylor and Progre. How they were in England and you saw the environment there. Like, there's just a little added extra juice there, man. So I'm really excited. Y'all stay safe out there and give us a like, give us a follow. You know what it is.
Yeah, last week we had a really good matchup. This week we'll have a good matchup. The next couple of weeks, I mean, boxing is popping right now. A lot of big matchups. And this weekend, you know, the biggest boxer probably in the world right now is fighting. So that's exciting. So I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, you got a monster fight coming up this weekend. You're going to see a young, great boxer chase glory. I mean, Halloween weekend's coming up. I hope everybody's safe. Hope everybody has a good time and enjoys the fight. And we appreciate all the followers and anybody who likes the page. Continue to support us. And the Sweet Science class loved it.
Oh, and let me cut y'all off before one last thing. If there's any news on the Sweet Science class that you see on our page, guarantee that we all fact check that shit before we post it. So let's cut the bullshit.
Yeah, we had a little situation last week we've posted a few things and people be like, is this true? Is this real? Yes, we don't post lies. And then we had someone pretty much accuse us of posting something early and almost acting like we were silly. And it's like, it's true, isn't it? Yeah, we had it 8 days early, but I mean, weren't we not right? So if it goes on the Sweet Science class page, I promise you, we don't want to be one of those people posting lies. And, yeah, I mean, the guys were right. We had Better Be Vosdick 2 weekends ago, Prograde Taylor last weekend, Canelo Kovalev this weekend, and the weekend after that, we got Wilder Ortiz rematch. But we'll get on that next week as we recap what we see this weekend. Shout-outs to our riding team. Shout-outs to everyone involved with us. Like our page. Follow our page. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We love you all. The Sweet Science class is out.